It was exciting. Finally get out there, get some action, you know, go against offense. It was exciting. It was a lot, you know, just adjusting from the college game to this. But, man, I enjoyed myself. You know, a lot to work on, but just felt good to get my feet wet again. Man, he brings, like, good coaching to the table, like somebody that wants to coach, someone that wants to help us get better. And, you know, I kind of just used today as just asking him, you know, how can I fix my mistakes or what do I need to see better or, like, do I need to slow down? Just really using him to help me kind of get adjusted to the level of play outside.
How much are they throwing at you in the classroom and then trying to bring it up
to you? You know, they've thrown a lot because, you know, it's a different game now and just – adjusting from my college terms to now my Buffalo Bills terms and just getting used to, you know, you went from writing it down to go out there and actually playing the coverages and all that stuff. So, like I said, it's an adjustment, but something I'm very excited for. It's something I know I can get better every practice at.
From the time you were picked to now, have you reached out to other people about things that, to get you ready? And who would that have been?
I've reached out to plenty of people, plenty of old teammates, guys that I know that has experience or guys that's maybe going into their second year. And, you know, someone that I've really been leaning on with the Bills is, you know, of course, Ray Davis. And just using him to kind of help me know what to expect, know what to, you know, kind of get ready for. And I'm just taking everything that I learned from the guys that's been here before me and, you know, trying to apply it to my game.
So is it more about getting ready for the NFL game or specifically, because obviously Ray's running back, but specifically for your position and what they're going to look for?
Well, for my position, you know, I got my coach. And when the older guys do sort of come back in and all that stuff, I'm going to definitely, you know, be a sponge to them. But right now, just trying to execute everything that my coach is teaching me.
This is the first time we've talked to you since the Bills drafted, you know, your teammate, Deion Walker. What was that like learning that, you know, he's coming here and then your interaction with him since
you guys got here? I was ecstatic. I said, okay, we really just drafted Deion Walker. I was so happy, you know. Always proud of my brother, but the fact that we're teammates again too, like, that just makes it even better. And he's somebody that, you know, we get to play together again, so I'm just excited for that. And, you know, I think Deion's going, he's going to make some noise. You know, Dorian Strong had a really good day today. Just being somebody that, you know, I'm taking mental rest when I watch D Strong and hearing him go out there, play with poise and play like he's already adjusted, like that was good to see. And that's definitely somebody that, you know, we just got done doing a couple of extra rests outside. Just somebody that, you know, we're going to lean on each other and help each other get through this process. Really just having my eyes in the right place, you know, covering the right zone, getting out faster, getting used to the cadence, and, you know, sticking to my fundamentals in live play.
How much, like, over the next couple of months, like, obviously you have OTAs, but then you have that long period before training camp actually starts, to be able to kind of, like, do some film work, how much do you think that's going to help you, like, knowing what place to be in?
Oh, it's going to help tremendously. You know, being able to see it on film and then going out there and doing it definitely makes it an easier adjustment. You know, it's always going to be a little different going out there and really doing it, but having a picture in your mind, knowing what it, you know, should look like and going out there and doing it just gives me a better – it's a good example.
You matched up with Caden Prather on the outside a few times today.
He's good. He's good. He's a guy with a big body, knows how to use his body, good catch radius, somebody that I definitely look forward to competing against in this mini camp. Man, I'm looking at a bunch of Giants, and I feel good knowing that them Giants are on my side.
Speaking of that, like, Deion, you know, is he the biggest guy you know physically? I mean, he's tough to be bigger.
Yeah, him, Landon up there too. But, those, like I said, those guys are Giants, and I'm glad I'm playing with them and not against them.
What do you look forward to those first rounds again when the bets come in a couple of weeks and what that's going to be like?
I'm definitely super excited to get out there with the whole team. You know, I'm eager to go out there with them. Just right now, though, you know, trying to get my feet wet, get used to getting adjusted with the other rookies. But, you know, just taking the time at a time. That's something I'm looking forward to. But for right now, though, I want to just master what they got me doing in rookie minicamp.
How comfortable were you out there? It seems like you and Jordan out there were communicating kind of well out there. Just kind of talk about the chemistry you two had.
Yeah, me and Jordan, man, someone I got, we got close at the combine because I was, you know, I was around him, and you know, over communicating is something that we said we was gonna do when we got out there, and you know, just, you know, taking it play by play. You know, I definitely had a couple mistakes out there, so just knowing that I got stuff to fix, looking forward to watching film to correct those mistakes.
What are some of the most important things Coach Uday was telling you out there?
Just telling me, you know, don't overthink it. Go out there and play ball. You know, it's football at the end of the day, and you know, trust what you see and go get it.
Each one of these steps is new. Do you get anxious, nervous, anything? But what's it like in each one, like this, and then when the vets are out and all those different things?
Very anxious. You know, I was like a little kid trying to go to sleep before Christmas last night. But just, you know, not, it's okay to be anxious, but to still go out there and be confident and, you know what I have, know what to do and execute. You know, it's all just a learning process. No, I definitely embrace this, you know, knowing that, like I said, knowing I made a couple mistakes, but knowing that I can fix them and that, you know, it's not mistakes that are, you know, going to kill me right now, but just fixing up and getting that ready for when the older guys do come in here so I don't make mistakes.
How much more do you have left in your school? How much more do you have left in your
school? Oh, I graduated. Yes, sir. Don't have to worry about that no more.
Last time you spoke, I guess we spoke it into existence with Deion. I just get
sure.
How that was when you finally heard his name being called.
I was ecstatic. Like, when I seen that the Bills picked Deion, I was jumping for joy. I FaceTimed him immediately. I was like, let's take a selfie in our hats. And man, hey, just know we get up there though. You know, we're going to get to work. We're going to do what we have to do. But that was such a good feeling seeing Deion get drafted. Like, that's really my brother, man. I was proud.
So how well are you enjoying this process so far?
I'm enjoying it, just taking it all in, you know, realizing that I'm back at level one and just embracing that, you know, being somebody that I'm just eager to learn, I'm eager to get better, and, you know, just excited to keep going out there and practicing.